The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Warm greetings from Redwood City at IMC. And we are discussing the discourse on the four foundations for awareness and developing awareness on different areas of our life. And the topic for today is developing awareness on the feeling tones of our experience, the ways in which things can be experienced as pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant or unpleasant. And at this point, this in the Satipatthana, this point in the text we're following, the emphasis is not the pleasure or the pain of pleasant and unpleasant, but rather the inconstant nature in which these sensations appear. How they come, they persist, they go, they appear, they disappear. And it's not just the sensations, but also the dance of this inconstancy also has to do with how we perceive them. Our perception is not constant. We're aware of the pain in the knee, and then we hear a sound outside, and our attention for a moment is not with the pain or reduced with the pain. And then we have a thought of something, and then we're back to the pain. And it might seem like whenever we're paying attention to it, the pain is there in the knee. But in fact, the perception of it is varied and changing. And if the attention is very close to the pain, we might see that it itself is made up of component sensations that are dancing. It may be intense. Same thing with joy. So it isn't that we have to understand them, these pleasant and unpleasant experiences we have, as only being inconstant, but it's the inconstant nature of them, the way in which they come and go, that becomes a foundation for being in the present moment, awakening awareness in the present moment, as an alternative to being reactive to them, or caught in them, or distracted and away from them, or whatever it might be. So maybe that can be a little bit the meditation this morning. So to assume a upright, alert meditation posture, and lowering your gaze of your eyes 45 degrees to the floor, and relaxing the gaze, looking at nothing in particular, loose focus, and then gently, if it's nice, close the eyes. And then having the attention in your torso, in your chest, rib cage, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Deep in-breaths and extended relaxation as you exhale. Relaxation where you settle into your body and your seat. Maybe breathe deeply a couple of more times, and as you exhale, relax into the contact of your body against the chair, your cushion, your bed, wherever you are. letting the breathing return to normal. And maybe also to relax further in the exhale, the normal exhale, softening in the body, relaxing into your body more. And then centering yourself on the body, breathing. Wherever it's easiest or nicest for you to be aware of the breathing and the body, enter into that part of your body to feel and sense the experience of breathing. And if there is any experience, any feeling, sense of peace or calm as you breathe, let that register in your body. Maybe there's a part of the exhale that feels peaceful or calm, or the end of the exhale. Or maybe it's the beginning of the inhale. Relaxing the thinking muscle, relaxing the thinking mind. So the thinking mind moves towards greater peace or calm, tapping into the mind's ability to be at ease. And as you feel your breathing, the body breathing, notice if there's any pleasant or unpleasant sensations. Maybe at different parts of the cycle of breathing. And allow those sensations be felt and known peacefully. Seeing their coming and going as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And it might be, the pleasantness might be very mild. The unpleasantness might be very mild. Maybe it's a feeling of comfort and discomfort in the breathing. See if you can be untroubled by pleasant and unpleasant, and rather breathe with it, feel it in the breathing, ride along with the rising and passing of strengthening and weakening of pleasant and unpleasant as you breathe. The ancient analogy for the sensations of pleasant and unpleasant, pleasure and discomfort, is a vast, peaceful lake. Imagine being at a lake that's peaceful, calm, relaxed, very still surface. And a gentle rain begins, and little drops on the surface of the lake. Those are likened to the sensations that come and go. Rippling briefly in the calmness of the mind. And as we come to the end of this sitting, may it be that whatever degree of calm or peace or whatever degree of heightened awareness or clarity or other benefits we received from this meditation, may it be a medium, may it be a vehicle for goodwill into the world. May it help us connect to our well-wishing, our capacity for kindness and care and compassion. And may our peace, our well-being, carry out into the world these wishes. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free. And may these wishes spread out to lands across the world where there's war, hunger, people struggling with climate change and environmental deterioration, people who are sick. May our kindness, our goodwill, spread out with our peace out into the world for the welfare and the benefit of the whole world. And as we live our life today, maybe we can think of practical ways, maybe small ways, that we can enact that goodwill in order to be friendly and kind to the people we encounter. May all beings share in bringing forth happiness, peace.